0 TR, both. TR, both.
Tom, Miss Bernice, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. Nice to hear you this morning. Beautiful day out here. Looks like 55 degrees. And Miss Bernice is at home because I'm going to a doctor's appointment and she don't care to sit around out in the parking lot. But we're going down to the daughter's later. Take her some eggs and goof around a little bit. How's your day going?
Leaving the house and it's 43 up here, so a little chillier, but feels really good. Nice sunny day and a very few clouds in the sky. So, doesn't seem like a good week day to prepare for what they say is coming, though.
There's a couple of ways to look at that. We haven't really had any terrifically bad weather that I can think of. And, these manhole covers, I hate those things. I'm just approaching Wade Hampton down here by Josie's or whatever it is, a little restaurant. Heading to the west side of town, but they referenced the weather in 2 more days after that snow hits on Sunday morning. It'll be up in the 60s, so beats the heck out of Kansas, I can tell you that, Patrick.
But, yeah, I just assume not see any snow this year. This late into the year, move on. Let's get to spring.
Getting a little further north than I am there. I don't know how far north you are, but I know you are. Oh, I was over to that old man over there with a beard there yesterday and picked up a transistor from him. And I'd loaned him a transistor of that nature. And so I went over there and picked that up and because I give him an integrated circuit to fix his power supply, and it fixed it so he didn't have to use it, so I borrowed it back. Had a lot of fun, though.
I'm heading down in his neck of the woods right now, going to pick up a few things I bought at auction yesterday or last weekend.
He's a dandy, I'll tell you that. Best things happen around here a lot of years, but just been messing around there, messing around with the chickens, and my power supply broke the other day. It's a 35-amp one, and had a pass transistor go out of it, and I got it running, and my, it looks like fog down here. I saw that on Fox a while ago. There's fog downtown Greenville. I can kind of see some down there, light fog, but I'm a long ways off yet. But all that was fun, and we haven't done a lot else lately. Been trying to work that Beauvais expedition. I didn't even get downstairs last night to sit in front of the radio. I was so dang tired. It was midnight time I got to sleep anyways, and that's a little bit late for me.
But I knew I hadn't heard you on the radio much this past week, so I figured something was going on. I assume your power supply is the one for your radio, and you hadn't been mobile much, so good reason not to be on the radio, I guess.
No, well, on the HF, I put in a different tuner, and when I put it in, I turned the tuner on. It says turn on radio. And that power supply fed that tuner. So I reached over and turned on the radio, and it went thump. And you don't want to hear thumps from an Astron power supply because it's usually a fuse blowed, a pass transistor, a voltage regulator, something goes, and then they just quit. But I had a spare one, so I stuck it in there and fixed the other one. But all to me, it's just kind of fun. I don't do a lot of that anymore, but I enjoy it. But and they're pretty down to basics unless you get into one of them switch mode ones, and you know, you might as well throw them out when they break as a general rule, unless you get awfully lucky. It's kind of like those inverter welders. We used to have those at the shop when they first come in, and if the circuit board would go out, the circuit board cost almost as much as the whole dang welder did.
I know we're moved into a throwaway society anymore. If it goes out, breaks, whatever, just throw it away and get a new one because it costs more to fix it.
In the industrial world like that, the circuit boards are hermetically sealed with a like a varnish on them. And you can't hardly replace a component. I had a SCR board go out on a this machine called a Hillier, and it was in the generating system, and the book specifically said, do not try field repair, you know, and said it wasn't possible. Well, I was going to repair it anyways, and I needed, at that time, I hadn't been at that company too long, and I needed some hemostats, and I was pretty poor, and so I put in the hemostats on the bottom of an order there. Now, this board was $2,500 back in the 80s and 90s, and the superintendent, one side and down the other, saying that we're not going to buy things for you to carry around in your tool pouch. We provided that ourselves, of course, and I said, well, you got two choices, Ed. I said, that two pairs of hemostat, $5 a piece, is $10, or I'm going to sit down here with my purchase order book, and I'm going to write out a purchase order for a new board. And I said, that's $2,500. That was an attitude adjustment real quick.
DJC.
Good morning, old man. That's O-L-E. We're not old. We're just old mans on the radio. How you doing this morning, Jerry? Good to hear you.
Actually, we had a good bit of rain last night. It poured down for here for a while, but it didn't rain much yesterday at all until then. It's on over tonight, I guess. And it's pretty clear here this morning. I don't know if we're going to get any snow on Sunday, based on what I'm seeing. Hope you're doing okay this morning.
Feel real good. Got a lot of pains in different spots, but that's typical. But I feel good, and makes your attitude better. Yeah, I was going to call you, but I didn't know if you was up or not, Jerry. We're kind of slow to get around. I'm headed over to the Greenville Clinic at the VA, so you know where that's at, and I'm still seeing some what appears to be fog in downtown, but it's off in the distance. I'm coming up towards that Pleasantburg Drive, so I might get a little scratchy there for about a mile or two, but don't run off. I'll be around.
Been out this morning yet, just it's a little clear here. We usually have some fog here since I'm close to the lake when it's, you know, when it's cool like this sometimes. It's going to be chillier tomorrow and pretty chilly, I think. Cause it looks like it may be a little nicer next week. But I saw a couple of times where it may be high 60s, low 70s, maybe later in the week.
Yes, sir. That's what I was telling Mr. Patrick there a minute ago. He got into a bad spot. He's headed south from up there. He lives up north of us there. I can't tell you where right now. I've looked at it before. I'm sure of it. It's much colder where he's at. It was 43, and it's 57 here now. It's come up a couple of degrees. Well, Jerry, I see that Ovid DF's position down there is working FT8, but they're even having difficulties with that. And they're on the wrong side of the piece of ice down there that they're staying on, and they've had bad storms and haven't been able to get into the U.S. too good, and Europe, in some contacts. But do you run FT8, Terry?
With any of that stuff, I don't even have anything for HF right now. But I know that's the way a lot of people go. You can run it with low power, but I'd rather. If I were gonna get back on HF, you know, in any reasonable sort of way, I'd just run CW. I don't know if I'd even get on single sideband at all the time. I got about 95% of it. I got the gist of it. It's kind of like I put that in the same realm as APRS. It's like even though a lot of it is, you know, manned station, some of it is just, you know, automatic deal. And same thing with some of the digital stuff. I like digital voice for. I like D-Star and Fusion, you know, Yazoo stuff you can do, you know, where it's RF to the internet type stuff. That's a lot of fun because it doesn't require a lot of equipment. You can talk to people all over the place. And it's, you know, you don't have to worry about conditions or anything like that as long as your internet is good. I enjoy that a little bit. It doesn't require a lot of equipment. But if I were going to get back on HF again, I'd just do CWS. I don't know, I might be interested in FTA, but you know, when you have to involve other light packet or something where you normally would use a computer for it anyway, when you have to involve a computer in it, I'm not quite as interested in it as I am just the regular analog stuff.
There's three geese in. There must be a pond out there in that Woodlawn graveyard out there. Boy, it was beautiful. Flying formation like we used to in the Navy. Yeah, I'm with you 100%, Jerry. The FT8's just not enough human-to-human contact. It just, the computer's doing it all. And all you got to have is an antenna and a computer and a radio. And it's just not the same. I like packet when I was back in Kansas. You were talking to guys that were local and not too far off that you knew, and you might not have ever met them, but you knew them, and they were friends. It was kind of fun. I had a little handy talking. I'd hook up and with a TNC, I think it was, but I got out of that. I think some of the nodes or whatever it was were obliterated and gone, and it just kind of passed like mTOR, PacTOR, gTOR, and all of that stuff, you know. But this FT8, whenever I'm looking at frequencies on QRZ, I can tell you right off before I even go there if it's like 14.075 or up in that area. Used to be there'd be some CW and it'd be amateurs that were not quite as proficient with their, CW and that. You could go up there and help them out a little bit by going slow. You go up in that area, 14.4 on up, it's just ee-oh, and I can't go it. I can see it on the band scope too, and you can tell it's a computer.
I like APRS for the space station. It's just simpler. It's just exchanging messages. It's not still analog, actually. I mean, it sounds like a digital signal, but still, you know, AX25 type thing. I got a TNC coming probably here sometime late this month or early March. I'm going to set up this radio here. I'm going to have it set up where I can do APRS on it or packet. And because that way I can use the wind link if I want to. And I've already got wind link set up on the computer. And this That's interesting, you know, that you can do that. I mean, you don't, it doesn't require quite as much outlay for the TNC now. You can get, you know, TNC just basically just hook it up to audio, I mean, mic and audio inputs to a handheld or to a, this radio's got a data port on the back of it. It's just, you know, about a $200 rig, easy rig. And you can hook it up to the data port in the back, and it does all the APRS and packet stuff via the software. And yeah, the little TNC, little battery-powered deal, just portable. You can take it with you anywhere and Bluetooth the TNC to iPhone or something like that if you wanted to, if you're traveling. And that's kind of interesting. I've always, my, one of my good friends was in the packet, but it was kind of, I was involved with too many other things at work then to get too involved with it, but he loved it. When it was back in the 90s, I guess, early 90s, I guess.
It's fun. I didn't know there was any packet on anymore, Jerry. I guess there is around here, though, isn't there?
It's about 4 miles from me, and Chad's on packet, too. I see his note pops up, too, when I populate the screen. So once I get everything set up and working properly, I'll see if I can get him on packet. But he's got a packet. And also, there's another thing called this, I think it's called Vera FM, and it's, they have notes for that, too. That's like a similar type thing, you know, to packet, I guess. I'm not 100% sure how it works. It's totally new mode for me. I'm not familiar with it at all, other than a lot of people that have the packet notes also have a Vera FM node. But I'm not sure if that's a voice or not, but the Winlink thing is pretty simple to set up. It's, pulls up panes, kind of like you can do packet from the keyboard and that sort of thing using that in the TNC. But those, I know you remember Cantronics, you know, they made a bunch of stuff back in the 80s and 90s. They still make packet TNCs, but, man, those things are, they're like $400 or $500.
In a way. Yeah, I remember Cantronics. They weren't really cheap back then, but a lot better than they are now. Thank you, Joe. Shoot. But things going to go up, you know, in a regular linear fashion anyway, so I shouldn't say that. But it was good stuff. I give it away, I think, when I left Kansas. But, well, that's nice. You say Chad's on packet up there? Yes, in 0TR.
I set up, got a packet set up. I can see it on, I see a station pop up on my, you know, proximity screen when I pull up a little app called Radio Mail, and it tells me, you know, all the packet stations that are nearby. And you use Telenet or packet and a couple other modes too, I think, by that Radio Mail. But it's a handy little thing. I don't, like I said, until I have the TNC, though, it's not going to do anything. But yeah, I can hit the pipe. It gives me the closest stations to my grid coordinates, and I think he's like 20-something miles away, 30-something miles away. May not be able to get him directly, but you know they probably got some. I don't know enough about it. I'm just kind of digging into it now. I know Chad was peeling layers away from the onion about a month or so ago, and it kind of piqued my interest in it, and I got to look around, and I just thought those TNCs were too expensive, but excuse me, when this MobiLink TNC came back up for sale again, it's about $150. Yeah, about the size of a small battery pack or something like that for a handheld, and the way it operates, you know, you pull it up, pull the software up on your iPhone and operate it through there, and it's got regular TNC, and you know, it's got a lot of features on it, Bluetooth. And of course, you can work it, US, you know, go through a USB port on your computer as well if you want to do that, if you're doing like standard keyboard packet, I guess. Actually, I'm just not familiar enough with it yet. It's going to take me a while to, you know, wrap my head around everything.
This is N0TR at the New Greenville County Courthouse. You know where that's at. It isn't open yet, but boy, they're even planting plants out here in front of it. That's gorgeous for a building. But anyways, and they should put balconies out on it, Jerry. Well, that's wonderful. That man, I don't know how in God's name he's got time to do all the things he does. He, every time I hear something, it's just totally amazing. And his work schedule is just astounding, too. I mean, he got a little business there and busy with his son and tries to help everybody out. And just an amazing man, but he's going to get worn down. He's starting to do too much. It's kind of like when he tried to diet. He was going too fast, and I told him, you better knock that off. You get sick. And I guess the doctor told him the same thing. So now he's more in moderation. So Bernice and I, we contribute to the delinquency of a minor if we go up there, because she's always baking something, you know. N4DJC and 0TR.
N4DJC, yeah. But, you know, time, it makes a difference. You know, 30 years younger makes a difference. 30 years ago, I had a little higher activity level than I do now as well. I just don't have the stamina to do that stuff. I still don't see how he does it. I'll either be honest with you. He got more irons in the fire than anybody I know, and still seems to be able to handle it all. But you get burned out on that stuff in a hurry. You pay for it later on in life. That's all I can say. I know I did. But I was like that too. I was into everything when I was in my 30s and early 40s, and started slowing down about 55 or so, and about slowed to a crawl now.
Yes, Jerry. Well, he stopped by the other night and had dinner with us. His wife's in Columbia at a meeting, and he couldn't attend. They weren't allowing spouses or something, and Bernice was fixing catfish, so he was coming by anyways. He'd been downtown here to pick up some stuff, and so we just said, come on by, and we had channel cat and that, and I'll never forget when Larry come over, Larry on the radio here. I can't remember his call right this second. Wonderful guy. And you hear him on the net every night, and his voice is very distinctive and soft-spoken. But he came over one time. We had about 10 ham radio operators there, and he said, you know, I'm sorry, but one bite, and he still talks about that catfish dinner he had, because he didn't like catfish, and when he's changed his mind, and I think we did Chad's, but Chad loved it, and him and I got the last two pieces of it, matter of fact, and Bernice is getting to feel better, and she loves to have visitors and cook for folks, you know, and we'll have to do that again one of these days. There's just a few of us guys got together one time, and I don't even remember the occasion, but my daughter come up and helped with the meal, and it was really a lot of fun.
I can't fish too. I like the small ones, but if it's done right, people know how to cook it, and it's always good to me. But you mentioned the New County office of him. My son-in-law works there. He was moving his office this past week over there. He works for the county council. He's been up there about probably 10 years or so now, I guess. Maybe more longer than that, I guess. Probably 12, 13. And my daughter works at WYFF. She and the station manager went on this past Wednesday up to University of Georgia. They had a job fair going up there for their school of broadcast and school of journalism up there. So they were doing that. They were up there all day long, and he was showing me around. I hadn't been to the county building yet. He was showing me around. That thing is absolutely gorgeous there. I guess they're going to tear the other part of it down over there. They're going to build some apartments or something over in that area. But anyway, they're glad to get out of that other building. And it's really a nice deal. They had something on Channel 4 about it where he was giving a tour up there. But anyway, that is, I hadn't been in that part of town recently. I have to go up there sometime, maybe when the weather warms up and They even showed me around up there. That's a gorgeous building, that for sure. But you talking about pre-emergent the other day spurred me on to try to get my long guy to find somebody to spread pre-emergent out here at our yard, too. Because they told me you need to get in sometime, and not too much later than Valentine's Day, I think, is what I was told.
Yeah, I should have went down and got this yesterday, that pre-emergent, and we're going to go down today and pick it up. Amy's got some left over, and we're going to go get that and take her some eggs and that. Well, Jerry, I'm right here, and I was behind a big black long station wagon looking thing that I don't want to get too close to, not for a few years anyway. And I'm right in front of Greenville Hospital, so getting ready to pull. Great talking to you today. Have a good day. 73s. And 4DJC and 0TRP.
Have a good morning. Hope everything goes well for you today. Talk to you later. 73 and 0TR and 4DJC.
KB2H access.
Flower KJ4, CCD mobile.
KB2HXS. Dave here.
Wyatt.
Not quite awake yet. I need, you know, people make fun of me for doing it really fast, too.
Oh, I catch a lot of grief up here. Trust me, I do. That's okay. I don't mind because I can dish it back.
And I could get my entire call sign out in like about 2 seconds total.
Where are you originally from? Oh, okay, so you're born and raised. I'm not. My call comes from New York, Long Island.
Sorry.
Come down here and it's not working.
That nasal thing that y'all got going on up there. I'm sorry. And I'll say it's y'all.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Nasal. No, I'm not nasally, but I do like my coffee.
Another girl from New Jersey, and, you know, I think I just got really tiresome after about 2 minutes of talking to her.
Ask me a question. Say that one more time, please.
Another girl from New Jersey, long time ago, and it just got tiresome talking to her.
Trust me, I do. I understand. Well, I lived in Florida for 20 years before I moved up here. So, yeah, I had to slow my speech down just a little bit. Even when I would write something down, I'd write it down real slow because I know people can't read fast.
Florida, where are you in?
Vero Beach, which is on the East Coast, I guess about an hour and a half or so north of West Palm.
There it is. I lived for about 10 years in Melbourne, and my wife is from Satellite Beach.
Oh, excellent. Okay, cool. We moved up here 2.5 years ago. We're in the Greer area, or Gurr. We're kind of in the old section off of 14 here.
Downtown, or are you out a little bit?
We're a little bit west of downtown, a little bit west. If you know where Taylor's Road is, we're in that area.
Okay. Yeah, I live right at the edge of the Gurr zip code. I walk across the street, and I'm in Landrum.
Just a few miles from me, then, because, yeah, we head out to 14, turn right. We're in Landrum in, like, 20 minutes.
I can walk, three-quarters to a mile, and if I walk one way, I'm in Landrum. If I walk the other way, I'm in Taylor's, and if I stay on my side of the road, it's in Gurr.
Yeah, I think you're out there off of, was that 414 and 101, something like that, in that area?
14 and 414. I can hear the band play from Blue Ridge High.
Okay, yeah, we have a high school near us, too. Sometimes we can hear the sporting events going on. Plus, we have the racetrack over by us, too. We got the drag track that we hear in the summertime.
Retire here? Is that why you're here, or are you still working for a living?
Oh, no, I'm semi-retired. I'm an AC and heat guy. I got my own little thing going on up here. I got a couple more years before I call it quits.
people that are the quasi fly by night HVAC guys. It's kind of strange just how many of them there are.
No, I'm not a fly by nighter. I just have business going on, and I take care of my customers as opposed to other companies.
Like you there at all? Just saying.
Oh, no. Believe me, I go behind a lot of people up here, and I don't want to get into it too much on the radio, but believe me, I fix a lot of other people's mistakes.
I work aviation and property renovation at the moment.
Yeah, I'm, when you say aviation, what do you do in aviation?
What do you know about flying?
A little bit.
All right, we'll just call this. I maintain all the radios, transmitters, receivers, and whatnot that are based at the airport.
Oh, okay, so you're electronics tech. Yeah, I did some flying lessons years and years and years ago back in the early 80s at MacArthur Airport up in Long Island. I actually worked at the airport, so I got to be pretty good friends with some of the guys in the electronics department.
CTD mobile. The biggest thing I maintain is the ILS.
Well, yeah, we pass that every time we go down 101.
That's bad. I don't maintain that one.
Okay.
See some interesting things. The other day I got to see the first ever Greenville-built F-16 take off. It wasn't the first time it had ever taken off, but I did get to see it take off and head off to do airborne training or testing. Testing, that's what they were doing.
Worked on my share of military equipment. I worked for Grumman Aerospace up on Long Island for a number of years. They worked on the C2A project, the center section there. Worked on the shuttle, built a set of shuttle wings. That was a couple-year project. So, yeah, I've been around the aviation a little bit.
You know, NZRTR knows a bit about aviation. Dave Watson knows a lot on the much smaller scale of drones and whatnot. As an amateur drone pilot, I don't know what the actual definition of what he is.
Airplanes, like what Steve and them fly?
Oh, yeah, that stuff.
I never really got into that. I don't have the hand-to-eye coordination sometimes to visually see where the plane is at and what do I have to do to maintain its flight or land it or something.
We've gotten all fancy since the earlier days. I mean, everything's, electronically controlled. You have electronic vision. You have, cameras on board, and you see everything about the plane from your computer screen, which is, probably why the military went with UAVs.
Florida had a drone, and he would take his phone and set it up on the controller, and he can actually visually see where the drone was going. And I was like, oh. And then when the drone got so far away, it would automatically turn itself around and come back and get to the end of its range.
Monitor operation is now passe. It's gone FPV. K4VWA.
I was going to say who that breaking station was. I don't know. I don't talk to people that don't acknowledge themselves. Good morning, Steve. KV2HX.
Some people are just, rude.
Breath between transmissions, it might help.
Come on, I let the tail drop. I don't know what you're talking about.
KJ4, CTD mobile.
Oh, yeah. So, anyhow, yeah, FPV is the thing now. Monitor flight is they're really not doing that anymore.
That's what Dave Watson knows all about. If you have any questions about FPV flight and stuff like that, ask him. I set up a drone a while back. I built my own, but it had some issues. Only one of them was caused when I crashed it, but yeah, it still had issues.
And play bluegrass with us tomorrow night. Bring out your flute.
Meet Jethro Tull, baby. No, I will spare you my musical prowess, put it that way. No, I'll be an observer tomorrow.
All right, Aqualung. Go ahead, Wyatt.
An angle to play.
Wait, because he'd be thinking it's a dinner call.
Playing the spoons.
Play the radio if he wants.
In fact, speaking of which, flying an RC is just like driving a car. It's like a different language. Motor skills, you just develop that different language, and it's no different from learning to drive. So you ought to come out this afternoon and watch me and Dave and a couple others fly some.
Steve, unfortunately, we're the missus and I are heading up to Hendersonville and Fletcher, and then we're going to make a little stop elsewhere, and we'll be home this evening, but I'll definitely take you up on another day on that. Wyatt, over to you, KB2HXS Mobile.
I'll fly out of?
For now, we fly out of Foothills Flyers, runway and club up at Jordan Road, and today I'm going to be flying down at WCRC, the Western Carolina Radio Control Club, and that's down at the old landfill. They've got a designated area down there, and the FAA is making us register PREA. It's registered areas where we can fly our radio controls. Otherwise, we have to put on mini transponders, ID systems, if we don't fly in a PREA registered area. And the long and the short of it, things are changing even with the RC aircraft. So those two areas will be registered PREA very soon. And I'm actually thinking about getting a PREA qualification for up here at my house, Dave, so I can fly at my house without those silly transponders.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to back out. The wife and I are going to pop in, get some gas and coffee and what have you. Gentlemen, please continue without me. KB2HX has to be clear. Wyatt, over to you. Good to talk to you this morning. 73-2 all.
Catch some other time on the radio. Catch you for CTD Mobile. And, Steve, is that the landfill one? Is that the one that's down at Piedmont?
That's the old landfill. The one they've just recently, well, not too recently, two or three years ago they closed it. It's over off of Anderson Ridge Road.
Yeah, well, there's a gazillion of them around, but yeah, the one on Jordan Road is like practically spitting distance from my house. I actually live on the other side of 14 from it.
Okay. Well, if you know the corner of Jordan Road, well, actually, it's, all right, you know Jordan Road that runs between Mount Lebanon and Jug Factory?
Well, not right next door, but practically next door to, oh gosh, what is his name? He's a ham, too. I'm drawing a blank.
You're on top of that hill with the, where you transmit images.
Yes. And I don't know why I'm...
Eric Sloan, W4DJW.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. How are you? And good morning, Wyatt.
What's his name? I'm drawing a blank.
Eric Sloan. And that is... It's across the airport, Sloan Air. It's at Sloan Airport, which is right next to his house.
That right. It's Sloan International. So anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and jump out, guys. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes, Dave. I'm going to jump out of my vehicle here and load some aircraft, and then I'm going to be on my way down there. I may be there just a little after 11 because I got to go by another guy's place. W4BUM, and that's George. and I'll tell you about what that's all about when I get down there, okay? Y'all, take it away. Maybe you can recruit Wyatt to get in there and fly with us a little bit, Dave. KN4BWA, I'm clear.
All right, Steve. I'm trying to break away from Ukraine was on 20 meters on PSK this morning, and I've got like 23 contacts in Ukraine. Some of them in Kherson, some of them in Donetsk, some of them in Odessa. They were showing up on PSK this morning. I was doing my best to contact them, but I haven't been able to do it yet. But I really wanted to get another Ukrainian contact this morning. Anyway, I'll see you out there whenever you get there. I have to get there first to get us in. But anyway, see you out there. And Wyatt, do you know where the MESA Center is down on Anderson Ridge Road?
Don't generally go that far down that road.
Okay. Well, when you turn off of that road, Pelham connects over there. I think Pelham Road connects over there somewhere. And you turn off of Pelham onto Anderson Ridge. I think that's Pelham. But you turn off there and you go out past, there's a soccer field. You're going to go through some stop signs and you just go straight across. And then you'll see on the left a really big set of about 7 or 8 soccer fields. And then right past that, there's the landfill. But right before you get to the landfill, there's a road that you use to get into the airfield, which is separate from the road that you use to get into the landfill. White Oak or White Circle or something like that.
Well, can't come today. I'm actually on my way to Clemson now because Lowe's called and said, hey, we're delivering between noon and 4, and instead they actually showed up first thing and said, oh, nobody's here. We'll be back in a couple of hours. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, don't you love it when they do that? I think you're tailoring your days to meet their needs, but I guess they are getting you something delivered. It's still better than you having to go pick it up yourself, you know, from Ohio or Indiana or California.
For a rental apartment that we were getting off the shelf, but, you know, my statement henceforth is don't ever ask Lowe's to ever deliver anything. Find some other way to get it to you. Because every single delivery they've made to, I think they've only gotten one delivery right. It's just, they think you live there, and it's like, no, all the people with the keys that you actually need to store the stuff that you're delivering, they all live in Greenville.
So probably just get them to deliver it to the closest store by you, and when it shows up at that store, you just go pick it up.
Strange beast. Each store runs its own distribution. I'm picking, this is cabinets. I would have to take my trailer out to go pick it up from the store. Because it's not just buying one cabinet, it's buying like 30. And which is why we ask them to deliver it, because they can stick it all in the box truck. Do it in one trip. This is probably going to be the last time we do that.
Well, good luck. I hope you get it taken care of today. Do you have anything that's flying? Any RC that's ready to fly?
Actually, no. The only one that's close to being ready to fly, trying to remember what happened to it. I think it had a broken motor cable or something to that effect. It's been a while since I dug it out, but I'm getting ready to free up some more time. I'm seriously going to drop this political thing because it just irritates me all the time. And so I'll have a little bit more time to do something else.
Well, feel free when you hear us talking about going to right across the street from you, right across 14, over to Sloan International. Feel free to come over there and join us.
You know, a lot of people have been on my case about the fact that I don't actually have a radio inside my house, so I think that's actually going to be the next thing that happens. I got to get some kind of radio. I mean, I have a Flex 1500 up, but I have no 2-meter capability inside the house. So I think that's going to be the first thing to be rectified. And, oh, speaking of the Nook, sorry, changing subjects, I've been looking at for a project that I'm doing, a fanless version of the Nug, and I'm trying to figure out how to do power, because I don't have AC available where I need to stick it.
Well, I think that Nug that I has, it's just got a little wall wart, and I think that's 12-volt wall wart. I can look at it. It's running right now, so I can't unplug it and look at it. But I think they run off 12 volts, if I'm not wrong, which would mean you got plenty of sources for 12 volts, right?
Yeah, and the only ones that actually run off a 12 volt are like the fourth generation of the Nook. All the new ones run off of 19 volts. Which, oddly enough, tool batteries are great for because they're all 20 volts. And going from 20 to 19 really isn't that big of a deal.
Okay, well, I'll look on mine. I'll power it down when I get back from the airfield and unplug it and measure it, see what it is, just let you know. And if it fits, I mean, it's a really good, it's got four CPUs. It runs at 2.5 gigahertz, I think, is the speed, and with four processors. And it's decent for media, right? For media, it's better than any Chromebook or any of those netbooks or any of that stuff, because it doesn't lag on anything. It can keep up with all video and audio that you want.
I'm looking at it, it's a 12th gen. It's the 1235U, which is actually not a Nug, but it's a basic same concept. And I was looking at it, comparing it to my workstation, and the 12th gen has the same performance as my 4th gen unlocked i7 CPU, so it'll definitely handle all of the workload I want to throw at it, plus some.
There you go, and less than $150.
I'm looking at is an ASUS, and it's I believe the price is $600. But that's got the solid state drive in it, and it's got, I want to say it's got 32 gig in it for that price.
Okay, that's what I tried to avoid. I don't need memory. I need some speed and just a tad bit of memory, and I don't need disk space. All right, 256 gigs is way more than enough if you're just going to be watching, you know, video, if you're just going to use it for Zoom meetings. So $150, not bad at all for a tool that will do that for you. I didn't want to spend $600 on it. I want to be able to buy six of them for $600.
Workload is a little bit different, though. Full map server that's mobile. That does not need internet.
All right. Well, it's 7 minutes till 10, and I have to be down there at 11, and I still have to load airplanes. So I got to get off the radio, quit trying to contact Ukraine. I think they quit already. They're gone. So lost opportunity. I'll try that tomorrow. I got France yesterday morning, trying to get Ukraine this morning. Not working, even though they are on the air. I did see them today. Anyway, I'm going to go load up and head out. Good to talk to you. Hope to see you at the airfield. KJ4CTD, W4DJW.
I've catch you later. Right to blog me, the actual mountain. KJ4CTD, and catch you later.
O4NUE, mobile.
For HGX. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you, bud? You have a good day.
Or how about yourself?
Well, I guess just out and about, trying to get into town, knock out a few errands today. How'd things go at the pickup?
I don't know yet, just getting close to getting there.
Okay. All right. Well, if you need something, you know, I'm close by. Just go in there and talk with Dad, and he'll you know, get you what you need.
Okay, I'm hoping I don't need too much here. Just pick it up and go.
Trailer today?
That's the plan. All of it's supposed to be loaded on the trailer. All I got to do is throw some straps on it and hook up to it and go.
What goes wrong with the trailer close by? Let's take it down there and park it at the house, and we'll work it out.
Back home yet?
Home. She's been been excited about this snow coming in at up in North Carolina. So, if it snows, I guess we're going to have to go up there.
To the house, and we'll go sledding.
Like a hip.
Break no hip.
I'm a little fragile. I got up this morning and I thought, oh my gosh, I should not be hurting this bad as well as I rested last night. But man, just sore, stiff.
I know the feeling some days. We're starting to show our age, I guess.
You're right. Exactly right. But what you got planned for next week?
Just working. I got to go next Friday to get my taxes done, so not looking forward to that.
Keith Lewis, my oldest son, he's got married, so this first year they're having to pay taxes, I guess, as a married couple. And she's psychologist, I forget. But anyway, before you can be, full-fledged, whatever, you got to go through an apprenticeship program for 4 years. So she's about 2 years into it, and apprenticeships are considered contracts. So they started doing their taxes last week. They owe $4,000 because she falls in that bracket, and he is not happy. Boy, he is. Mama's always done taxes for it. I can't believe they're taking that much money. My gosh, $4,000.
It's just $4,000.
Yeah, well, he's learning. Here he is, too. He's, these last little order he had, he was working on, he had 10 of them to do, 13 of them. So when he got done with one, he gets paid so much for it, He got done with one, I pull it off and say, okay, there's a half a bottle of Argon. He'd get another one, I'd say, oh, there's the other half Argon. And then he'd do three more, and I'd say, okay, there's taxes. He got three quarters of the way through it after the power bill and after the Argon and tungsten and everything else. He ended up with about three of them, and I said, okay, there's your profit.
It goes a lot quicker than it comes in.
Exactly. So he took his fiance out to eat the other night, and she's wanting to go to Longhorn. He said, nah, I ain't going to Longhorn. He says, we can go to Burger King. He says, go to Longhorn. You know how many of them things I got to make just to get a steak? So he's getting it, bud. He's getting it real quick.
When they start getting in your wallet to pick up on that.
I'm proud of him for trying to get out. And, he's doing good. He's doing a whole lot better. A couple of things we need to adjust a little bit. But other than that, he's doing all right. We gotta get his truck. And I told him he's taking daddy's truck's gonna have to cease and desist. You're gonna have to get yours running. So I think he's got all that work piled up down there this week, and then he's gotta get the truck running too. And get the air compressor fixed. And get the shop cleaned. And the yard.
Yep. He's got a handful this week. But, Chad, I've just pulled up here, so I'm going to say 7-3s, and I'll talk to you later on. Have a safe trip, and I'll catch you later today. KO4HK. Clear.
KO4NUE. Mobile.
HAW, mobile.
Good morning, Dave. KO4NUE Mobile. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. Man, the sun is beautiful out there, isn't it? Blue sky, high clouds?
Ooh, I hear somebody might be fixing to go flying.
I see these hash marks in the sky where there's people already up there flying.